This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. Morning Devotions. Yesterday I spoke about the idea of forgiveness being our best friend. You know, no one is perfect. And being angry, I guess, never lives up to the promise of making you happier. Just because you get angry because of the way someone's treated you doesn't mean it's going to get any better. In fact, the more you hang on to your anger and resentment, the more unhappy you'll become. And this morning I just want to mention a book called 50 Years of Silence. And it tells the story here, a remarkable story, of a lady called Jane Ruff O'Hearn. And she was a Dutch girl, at age 19, was sent to a prisoner of war camp with her mother and her sisters following the Japanese invasion of Java. And the family lived on a sugar plantation, and things really got worse. In 1944, she was taken from the camp as one of 200,000 young women who were handpicked by the Japanese military to serve as what they called comfort women in the military brothels. So for 3 months, this Catholic lady was raped day and night by the Japanese officers. And she said, "They stripped me of my possessions, my youth, my dignity. I had nothing left except God and prayer." Now, she moved to Australia. She married Tom. And for 50 years, she says she was unable to talk about this horrific ordeal as a young girl. She said, "I had no support. I told my mother and father what had happened. They couldn't cope with it. I told my husband, and he couldn't cope with it. So it was best that I never talked about it again." She said, "I was walking with my daughter, who lives at Bondi Beach, when I saw some Japanese tourists getting out of a coach." And she said, "I had to turn back." So it was back in 1992 that Jane Ruff O'Hearn broke the 50-year silence when she told her story at the International War Crimes hearing in Tokyo. She actually said that she found in herself the ability to forgive, and I mentioned this yesterday. She said in the book, 50 Years of Silence, "I have forgiven. I think you reach out," she said, "much better if you're able to forgive rather than speaking with hate and anger." She said, "Hate and anger get you nowhere." And the interesting point I found was that she said the importance of forgiveness is made clear by the person and the example of Jesus Christ. She said forgiveness was the whole message of Christ's life. If Christ can forgive, then so can I. Well, I said also that, you know, our world is not perfect. We need to forgive the universe for making mistakes. We need to forgive the chaos. Despite the evidence, really God knows what he's doing. And I think it's a remarkable story there by Jane Ruff O'Hearn called 50 Years of Silence. And I think it helps us understand that forgiveness is possible. We need to see that it's really in our own interest, you know, to forgive others. Because what are the two things that are the cornerstones of our own mental health and happiness? Well, I think they're love and forgiveness. And sometimes the hardest thing is to admit, like everyone else, we are human. And when we're human, we have human frailty. We have flaws, as we say. We make mistakes. We make bad choices. So what do you suppose would happen to the hatred of the world if we were the first to forgive? Now, it might be unpopular to believe that it's best to be the first to forgive. But if forgiveness was the first thing that we need to do, then I think the world would be a happier place. That's for sure. So I just wanted to share that story this morning, a remarkable story, particularly after 50 years. This lady, this Dutch girl, who became a lady, of course, as she grew older, spoke about the forgiveness, the terrible treatment during the time of the war called Breaking the Silence. Father God, we do come and we pray that you will forgive us for pulling people down instead of encouraging them, for criticizing, Lord, and Lord, for holding grudges towards people. There is so much undeserved good in other people, Lord. Help us to understand and discover it. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.